Mr. Beardo, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you, Mark? How's it going?
Oh, good. How's the weekend?
Pretty good, you know, just spending it with the family right now.
Is that a good time to talk with you?
I'm sorry?
Is that a good time to talk with you?
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, you're good.
All right, that's good. So, Jose, I just finished meeting with my daughter. Okay, regarding your, basically, the shipping calculator. Basically, we find we are finding the shipping merchant who using a Godprint, but I don't find that. So we only have one solution for your shipping calculator. Basically, we don't know which shipping merchant using Godprint. So we only have one solution for that. Basically, for now, we will check your actual shipping cost, and we will charge for your customer at 2x amount, okay? And let's say the shipping cost for your product is $10, so we will charge for basically Godprint product, we will charge for shipping $20, okay? We will basically charge 2x extra. And 1 month later, once you basically calculate the whole price and you will deliver your customer your product, so after 1 month, then you will check that how much costs you for shipping. So then you will fix that issue.
Oh, so we're going to have to add it manually once we figure out what the shipping price is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we don't have other solution for that. Because we don't know which shipping merchant using Godprint, so that's why.
Okay, yeah, because I believe they do use a UPS. But we still wouldn't know, right?
If you're basically, let's say, a Godprint using a UPS, so we will also basically create, basically we need a UPS account, so we will definitely integrate UPS payment shipping merchant with your website. We will integrate that, and let's say UPS charged $10 for shipping for your product, and let's say Godprint charged $10 for shipping, we will basically charge 2x more, okay? We will charge for shipping $20, okay? We will do all kind of things manually, and you don't have to pay extra amount for your shipping by yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for some products that'll work, but for some it wouldn't, because sometimes the shipping is $20, so that means we're gonna charge $40, so it's a little bit too excessive. So let me see what I can come up with, and I can give you a call back. But I don't know if it was a solution. Were you able to talk to your developer and see if you can extract a merchant through the token that's given?
We tried that, but we don't have that access. Basically, let's say Godprint using a USPS on Godprint website, but no payment, never payment merchant shown a name on any website. Okay, let's say we will integrate a stamp on your website, but let's say you order anything from any other website, no one show your basically shipping merchant name on the back end, you know?
Oh, it doesn't show the
shipping name.
And there's no way to. And there's no way to just simply connect it?
Basically, the thing is that we don't know the name of the shipping merchant. So that's why we don't have to. First of all, we have to find the name. And once you tell me the name of the shipping merchant, then we will find out a solution for that.
Also, if I can find out the name of the merchant they use, we can connect it, right?
Yep. We will try that.
Okay. All right, let me give them an email, and once they respond to me, I'll get back to you.
All right, that's good. That's really fine. And also, we already start your uploading, okay?
Okay.
The PDF file which you sent me, the pricing list, not this one, the I think the old one, that's very good for my developer to basically, easy for my developer to uploading your pricing and uploading your products on your website. But the latest, send me the pricing list and your the product list, that's very complicated, you know? So we just find a different way to basically combine your whole pricing and whole product list. We will basically create a separate file for that, okay? And today we basically start your uploading, and now within 3 weeks we will finish your work. And side by side, by tomorrow, I will also send you the requirements for your remaining integration, like your payment merchant, your shipping, and your text calculator. We will integrate those things in your website, okay? And
okay.
After that, maybe within 2 days, I will send you your website content for approval. And once you approve that, then we will basically upload your whole website content on your website. And then maybe after 3 weeks, we will push your website live. We will complete your website. We will complete with your basically uploading your product. And let's say you want to customize your website a little bit more. Let's say you want to change any banner or you want to do any changes. We will finish that. And then I will give you 1 month to test your website. And within 1 month, if you're facing any issues or if you're facing any error and if you're facing any bug in your website, we will definitely fix that for you.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds good, Mark.
Okay, so let me tell you the date once we will push your website live. So maybe next month, on Tuesday, 14 November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, next month, 14 November, and maybe by tomorrow, I will send you some requirements of your integration. Like, let's say if you have to create your payment merchant accounts, like your PayPal account, your Venmo account, and Stripe account, and you just have to integrate those payment merchant with your website, and then we just have to integrate your shipping merchant too. So first of all, you just have to find a way to find the name of your Godwin shipping merchant. And then we will find a way to connect your basically same merchant which using the Godwin. Okay. And then we will find a way to basically check the whole pricing for shipping. Okay. So this week, basically, we will complete your integration. And the next week, basically, we will upload your website content, and then we will discuss about your banners. I know that you want to change your banner, so we will basically create your custom banners for your website. So,
perfect. Okay.
This week, I just need your time a little bit on work on your accounts. So maybe I will send you the requirements by tomorrow. You just have to create your PayPal account, Stripe account, and you just have to find the name of your shipping merchant, and then we will go from there.
Okay. The Stripe account, I already created it. I don't know if you remember. So we have Stripe account, and we have Amazon account, and I sent you the information. I think your developer was looking into it as well.
All right. I will definitely check it out, and I will let you know about tomorrow.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Jose. Thank you so much for your time. I will definitely get back to you by tomorrow then.
All right, Mark. Have a good one.
Same to you. Bye-bye.